From NPR News in New York, this is the Bryant Park Project.
Live from NPR studios at Bryant Park in Midtown Manhattan, this is the Bryant Park Project. We are news, information, on a satellite. I'm Rachel Martin.
Thank goodness we're on a satellite. There's satellite spotters out there. There's somebody we're going to interview who can maybe even see the satellite transmitting our signal.
What?
Yes, there are people out there called satellite spotters. They're part of we're going to extend our extreme hobby series. we enjoyed it so much during January. We said, you know what?
This is a year of extreme hobbies.
Just the way we're going to roll for the entire year of 2008. So that person will be joining us soon. I'm Allison Stewart. It is Friday, February 8th. 2008, and I'm dismayed that Amy Winehouse was not going to be able to perform at the Grammys live.
Yeah, have you heard this? It's happening Sunday, right?
It's happening Sunday.
And she will not be there. She didn't get a visa.
Her visa was denied. And so Mark Ronson, who we've actually had on the show, one of the local papers caught up with him at Fashion Week, and he said, I hope Amy can make it. It will be boring without her. Except Slash will be there, so that'll be good. So I think Mark Ronson's going to have to settle with, maybe picking up a Grammy for Producer of the Year. Of course, he worked with Amy Winehouse.
She might show up, right, on satellite.
Via satellite, yes. As many of us know, Amy Winehouse, very talented and very troubled. Coming up on the show today, inside the Conservative Political Action Conference with Eric Erickson from RedState.com.
And the author of a new book, Beautiful Children, tells the inside story of kids living on the street in Las Vegas. The author's name is Charles Bach. It took him more than 10 years to write this book. Wow. His life's work, really, up until this point. I talked with him a few days ago about that process and his book.
And as mentioned, we will have our satellite spotter. He's actually kind of the big kahuna of this entire group of hobbyists. We'll also bring you the most. And we'll get to the headlines in just a minute. But first, here is the BPP's big story.
I entered this race because I love America. And because I love America, in this time of war, I feel I have to now stand aside for our party and for our country.
That's former Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney announcing yesterday he is withdrawing from the Republican presidential campaign. Romney made the announcement at the Conservative Political Action Conference in Washington, D.C., called CPAC. It was after a disappointing Super Tuesday showing that saw rival John McCain take over frontrunner status in the party.
Romney reportedly dumped almost $35 million of his own money into his bid, which earned him 11 primaries and caucuses, but not a whole lot of delegates. After the news broke yesterday, we talked to BPP regular Jim Vandehei, co-founder of Politico.com, who broke down Romney's decision.
The truth is that if you strip away the states where he's either lived, Massachusetts, Michigan, or Utah, or very conservative states sort of out west, he never really did catch on with a lot of voters. He did terribly in the South on February 5th, particularly if you look outside of the big cities and in rural regions, which really is sort of the base of the Republican Party. He got clobbered, and he knows he's a businessman. This is a business proposition because he was investing so much of his own money, and he just wasn't willing to invest anymore. I think what's most interesting, though, is he's clearly setting the stage to run in 2012. His advisors have told us as much, and he wanted to go out on a high note. He wanted to go out on a conservative note, and he wanted to go out talking tough about national security. So the last thing that conservatives remember about him was that he was forceful on the issues that they care about, and clearly he wanted to keep his reputation intact so he can try to run again in 2012.
But what about this election cycle, the one right now, 2008? Mike Huckabee and Ron Paul are still officially running against John McCain. What's likely to happen in the next few months?
McCain is clearly going to win the nomination, barring some wildly unexpected turn of events.
Senator McCain spoke yesterday at the same conservative event and acknowledged he hasn't always been a darling of the conservatives.
I have held other positions that have not met with widespread agreement from conservatives. I won't pretend otherwise, nor would you permit me to forget it. On the issue of illegal immigration, a position which... which...
But aside from that spate of booing, the crowd, as you can hear, largely positive. The Conservative Weekly Standard said McCain's speech was, quote, surprisingly well received. And that is the BPP's big story. We'll have more on these Republican happenings coming up when we talk to Eric Erickson, editor of the conservative blog RedState.com. He was at CPAC. But first, here's Rachel with more news.